Welcome back to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up later in the program, we'll meet a local gentleman who may be one of the most photographed individuals on the entire coast. And we'll bring you part two of the Elsie Diaries as we follow Richard and Jessica Johnson on their year-long journey around the world aboard their 62-foot catamaran. But first, we discuss a scary reality that's come to light in our region, that we have a growing heroin problem here on the coast. Last week, the Ocean City Police Department indicted 23 people for heroin in one of the biggest busts in the department's recent history. But police officials say the problem is larger than just this one bust. Police officials believe more people are turning to illegal opiates, such as heroin, because it's becoming harder and harder to gain access to prescription drugs. So joining me to talk about this is Ocean City Police Chief Bernadette DiPino and Doris Moxley. She's the director of the Addictions Program for the Worcester County Health Department. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me here on Coastal Connection.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Chief DiPino, let's start with the well-publicized bust, which kind of brought this problem to light, or at least got it into the headlines. Explain the investigation and the bust itself for me.
Sure. I'm really proud of the narcotics investigators. Basically, what happened was we started to see a significant increase in heroin usage in our area. About 2011, we saw a significant increase in the number of arrests. We've seen overdoses. And our narcotics officers received information from the street that there was some heroin dealing going on in Ocean City. So we did an undercover operation. It took about 6 weeks, and we were able to indict a number of individuals. And so far, we've made 26 arrests. There's still a few outstanding individuals. We were able to seize three vehicles, 110 bags of heroin, 5 bags of cocaine, 5 replica handguns, and about $656 in cash. And the investigation is going to continue on. These are street-level dealers and mid-level dealers. And what they're doing is they're going to Baltimore and Philadelphia, and they're picking up their drugs and bringing them here. And as you mentioned earlier, we really believe that the reason that people are turning to heroin is because they became addicted to the prescription drugs. And because, if you remember, we did a significant prescription drug case, and we targeted doctors and the dealers and users of the prescription pills. And we have very aggressive, you know, drop off your prescription drugs at our headquarters. We think that the individuals are now turning to heroin, which is it's a highly addictive and scary narcotic.
Yeah. I was speaking with somebody in law enforcement several months ago, and he told me something that kind of surprised me, that this region, for whatever reason, is kind of a byway or some area where, since because we have so many metropolitan areas within driving distance, that often very hard drugs that are being trafficked from one metropolitan area to another pass through this region.
What happens, and especially in cases like this one, is the individuals will go back to a city that they're familiar with where they know that they can purchase the drugs. And Baltimore and Philadelphia are hubs for heroin, and there are significant problems in those communities. So individuals from those areas, they're bypassing Salisbury. They're cutting out the middleman because Salisbury is a big area where the drugs are trafficked from. And you figure we're right along the 95 corridor, 113, 13 bypass, Route 1. All areas that lead up and down north and south on the East Coast, of course, people are going to stop off in Ocean City. Sometimes they accidentally get into Ocean City because they make a wrong turn or they heard of the resort town. And that's how the drugs are getting into our area. So it doesn't originate in Ocean City or Worcester County. It comes from, as you said, the Baltimore, Washington, Philadelphia, New York areas.
Doris Moxley, as you do your job as an addiction specialist here in Worcester County, when you read the headline that there was a very large heroin bust, did it surprise you in any way? And talk about what you've been seeing in the county just as far as people being treated for addiction.
About 10 years ago, we saw maybe 2-3% of our people walking in listed opiates as a drug of choice within the first top three choices or use. But recently in Worcester County, and I have to say, I'm not really surprised about the heroin arrest, but in Worcester County specifically, we recently looked at what percentage of our clients are using opiates, and that's about 20% of the people who are walking in the door right now are choosing opiates as one of their drugs of choice. And as I've said, that's in the top three. Mm-hmm. We can list up to three drugs as we classify the cases in our state system.
And just for a point of comparison, I mean, what are you dealing with the most? If opiates are taking up 20%, is it alcohol? Is it marijuana? Is it harder drugs like cocaine?
Right. By far, alcohol is always the most the primary drug of choice for our clients. And secondarily, it had been marijuana, and cocaine was our other large thing. And what we're really seeing is a decrease in the number of people who are using cocaine or choosing that as one of their top three choices, and the opiate group actually increasing. And to increase from 10 years ago from 2 or 3% of your population using the opiate up to 20% walking in the door, that's a significant increase. And I would say a huge pattern we need to attend to.
Yeah. And I want to turn this question to both of you, actually, because you know, you look at a straight supply and demand kind of thing, and you start to wonder, why is heroin all of a sudden coming into the region? If it used to be cocaine, why is it heroin now? And, you know, I've read up and it looks like cocaine is a much more expensive drug to purchase on the street than, let's say, heroin, for instance. So is it purely an economic, people want to get high and they are finding the cheapest means to do it? And is that why we're seeing heroin rather than cocaine?
What I can tell you from a law enforcement perspective is we're seeing a significant impact and attack on cocaine in our southern regions in Mexico and South America. The governments in those countries are cooperating with the United States, working with the DEA and our federal government. And with those attacks on the cartels, it's restricting a lot of the cocaine that's being able to be imported. And that causes the price to also go up. And so it's a significant war battle going on along those border states. So it's a little bit harder to get the cocaine. Plus, there's some democratic things going on over in the Middle East where a lot of, you'll see the heroin and the opiates being produced, the poppies. And so a change in the government, and it's funny how high up this goes, but changes in government and attitude and mentality, whether it's a democracy or whether it's a dictatorship, also has an impact on how easy it is to get opiates. Mm-hmm. And so you will see an increase. That, and it also just scares me that young people think that heroin is this chic drug that they're using. And some of it goes from they were using prescription drugs, which were easy to obtain. Mm-hmm. Doctors were giving prescriptions out like it was candy dispensaries, not all doctors, but some, and a significant number for pain reduction, which we never saw in the past. So then people became addicted to the drug. And when that disappeared, the prescription drugs disappeared, then the heroin, they have to find the heroin. They had to find the drug that they're addicted to continue it. And there's young people that we've talked to, or I've heard from, is how did they even start with abusing heroin in the mm-hmm. first place? And some of it has to do with they were at a party and somebody came up to them and said, do you want to experience the best high you've ever experienced in your life? So it's their fellow friends are encouraging them to try a drug that they're not even familiar with. And I'll tell the young people, especially the ones listening right now, is before you ever put anything in your body, anything, marijuana, cocaine, whatever drug, or even including alcohol, make sure you do your research and your homework on it. And I like that our generation is heading towards more nutrition. We're looking at healthy, organic. And so we're looking at the food we're putting in our body, but we're not looking at what drugs and what other things. Even if a doctor prescribes it, doesn't necessarily mean that that's the drug that you should use, and because it is the potential for abuse. So, Doris, are you seeing the same?
I would say probably you're right on target so far as supply and demand goes. But I will also say that we see surges in different drugs over a period of time, usually somewhere around 10 years, 15 years, we see ups and downs. And what I've noticed in my career, which is only about twice that, but in the 30 years, you see one drug come up in popularity and another one go down. So I think we're just in the cycle that we're moving around from cocaine to a downer. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've seen the earlier abuse of heroin in the 70s. And I can tell you that one of the reasons is this is extremely addictive. We know there's actually sites within the brain, the opiate receptor sites, that we actually make painkillers of our own biochemically that help us to relieve pain. And those opiate receptor sites are just sort of there waiting. So opiates are so addictive because what they do is replace what the body naturally makes. Mm-hmm. And they're so difficult to give up because they are highly addictive. And if you talk about the opiates, the pills are one form, so orally, but heroin really works very well. It doesn't need a whole lot of work by the body biochemistry, really, to go right to those opiate receptor sites. So really, as we're talking about what to do for the heroin user, I'm at a different level. I usually see people who have gotten in trouble with the law or their family members in terms of their use. Very few people volunteer to come and see us. There's usually somebody pressuring them, whether it be the legal system or the family or the job. And many folks might start out by snorting, but very quickly someone may introduce them to the intravenous method. Mm-hmm. So there are in recent years, we've seen the increase. We partner with Wicomico County Methadone Treatment Program, where they actually send a van to our facility in West Ocean City at the WAC Center, which is Worcester Addiction Cooperative Services. And that's out on Ocean Gateway. And once a day, they bring the bus and dose people on methadone. And we do know that there are several medications that can assist people in treatment. There is one method, which is to go cold turkey and drug-free, but also methadone is another. Buprenorphine is a relatively new treatment method. The problem with buprenorphine actually is that we don't have enough physicians in our community who are prescribing and treating people with buprenorphine. So we would love to get a program going or see more doctors sign up to treat people to treat them with that. But in addition, you know, as I said, they can come into our program and be screened and assessed and get treatment.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo. We're speaking with Chief Bernadette Tupino and Doris Moxley. She's the Director of Addictions Program for Worcester County's Health Department. We're speaking about the proliferation of heroin here on the coast. Doris, I want to stick with you for a second. And we've talked about how, you know, anybody who's seen a movie or you know, the depictions of people going through withdrawal from any drug, specifically heroin, the imagery is extremely scary. Now, As we talked about earlier, people who were addicted to prescription medication can't get those pills anymore through various, you know, means of law enforcement and, you know, pharmacists actually becoming privy to this. Now people are turning to street drugs such as heroin. What is the difference and perhaps try and paint a picture for me of people coming off of a prescription pill versus somebody withdrawing from heroin?
Well, the actual picture is going to be pretty much the same. When people are withdrawing from an opiate, basically they have a horrible case of the flu. That's what it feels like to them. They may get vomiting. So any downer that someone takes, the opposite effect is going to happen. So their stomach gets upset, they get diarrhea, they may vomit, they may sweat, they don't feel like eating anything. So it's a horrible case of the stomach flu. So the depictions of it are accurate in that people do feel horrible. However, I have to tell you that the withdrawal medically from an opiate is not normally dangerous physically to that person or medically. I am much more concerned about someone who is withdrawing from alcohol any day than I would be from heroin. So although people wish they were dead and it feels horrible and it looks horrible, it actually rarely is life-threatening. So yes, people feel like they're going to die, but it's a bad case of the flu and it's gone in a couple of days. So that for a cold turkey withdrawal, actually, people who use heroin or painkillers are going to both have a similar reaction. The difference might be how quickly they go into withdrawal from the pills and the heroin. So within a couple of hours, that's why a heroin addict shoots up a number of times a day, because when they start to feel sick, is when they go out and look for their next dose. Now, the other side effects, though, that we need to talk about with heroin are things like liver disease, things like the possibility of transmitting diseases in, by IV use or sharing needles or sharing cookers. So we're talking about things like HIV and hepatitis C, which are both very, very difficult diseases to deal with. In addition, you can have infection at the actual site of injection. But people inject in all kinds of different places. You'd be surprised. It affects everybody, but they have to get that injection on a regular basis. So quickly, someone using heroin uses because they can't not use it. They get sick. You know, some of the things that we can do in terms of giving people some assistance is the medical treatment that's now available. People do not necessarily have to go cold turkey. And some of the people who use buprenorphine or methadone, methadone's been actually around for 40 years, and it's a well-studied drug. It's an agonist. So if you take a heroin, a partial agonist, actually, if you take heroin or an opiate on top of it, you're not going to get high at the same levels. But people do succeed, and some people use methadone for the rest of their life.
Chief DiPino, you know, now that, you know, many people say that the first step to solving a problem is acknowledging that you have one. So with this very publicized bust, we now, I think, are coming to a consensus that we have a growing heroin problem in our region. Now I know, you know, your department and the Worcester County Health Department will be working together. What's the next step?
First of all, it is about partnerships, because we know in law enforcement, just putting people in jail doesn't solve the problem. And being a community-oriented police officer, I know that just arresting people over and over again, it doesn't stop it from happening. And as you know, anybody that uses drugs and has an addiction, like with heroin or cocaine, they commit other crimes because they have to get their supply. So burglaries are going to be increased, thefts are going to be increased, shoplifting, different types of property crimes. And then it eventually could turn into robberies, where you have street robberies, because people become so desperate. So that's why it's important for us in our police department, in order to prevent these types of things from happening, is to aggressively target it from the narcotics enforcement, from also street level, but also with partnering with Worcester County and the health department and organizations that help people to overcome the addictions. Because I personally, in our department, would much rather people get help so that they're not addicted to the drugs anymore and they can be productive in society, as opposed to arresting people. But we will, as you know, our police department is, we will continue to investigate narcotics crimes. We are very aggressive on that. You saw that we've put undercover police officers working in taxi cabs and other capacities. We will continue to aggressively target all drugs, not just heroin and cocaine, but also marijuana. And we also go after alcohol-related violations also, because we know that's is a huge problem, too, in our community. So it's important for us to work together and to target these type of drugs.
We've been speaking with Doris Moxley. She's the director of the Addictions Program for the Worcester County Health Department. Doris, thanks so much for joining me here on Coastal Connection.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We've also been speaking with Chief Bernadette DiPino of the Ocean City Police Department. Chief, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hey, we'd also like to wish you the best of luck, Chief. I know you're going to be heading south in January and taking a new job in Florida. Thank you always for being here on Coastal Connection. We would like to wish you the best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much. And I really appreciate what you and your station do to help highlight and promote different things that are going on in the community, especially with our police department. It really is a great partnership. And I'm going to miss you and the community. And I wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and be safe.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo.